Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to Eating Fried Chicken in the Shower, the bonus edition with me, James Nakise, and I'm here with Dr. Saab Jahal.
This curious fish chicken.
We're eating curious fish chicken. Not quite chicken, not quite fish. I shouldn't have mocked the chicken because now I'm choking on it. Saab, my job is stressful, but unless I really screw up, it's very rarely traumatic. Mm. But I'm often in awe of people who do stressful and traumatic jobs. How can that affect people? How do people get through that?
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. The high-stress occupation, some people thrive on it. Mm. You know, they seem to actually get the thrill out of it. They come alive when they're doing it. And there are different ways of dealing with that, particularly in the short term. One way is that people can compartmentalize.
Mm. I think that's what I do. I compartmentalize a lot to get through all the various jobs I got.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the things, I don't know, maybe this echoes with you. One of the things is that you maybe treat your job very separately for anything else that's challenging in your life. Okay, you kind of like put it in a box and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing your work, mm-hmm. you focus on it full on, mm-hmm. and then you move on after that. And you can do that in short periods of time. But if you try to do that for too long, then it can be quite draining for you energy-wise and maybe get you into a bit of trouble. Does that sound like
that? It sounds incredibly familiar. I think one of the things I've always said is that it becomes too hard to focus on the big stuff. Yeah. So I need to break it down into small things, yeah. and I focus on that. But then I sort of get in danger of losing sight of the big thing because I'm just focusing on the small thing one at a time.
Sure, sure. And so, yeah, one of the things that you have to do then is you see the incremental progress on the thing that you're focusing on, but then you close that compartment before you open the next one because you don't want to be multitasking. You don't want to have too many compartments all open at the same time because, again, that becomes stressful.
Yeah.
So you really just kind of box it in. This is the thing that I'm doing. I want to see little bits of progress. That's how I know that I'm making a difference, and then I move on. And one of the other things that's really important is that you say no. If it doesn't fit into a compartment that you're working on, then you have to say no because, again, it's just too much load to carry.
And is that the danger with compartmentalization? I would mention the pros, but is the con overload?
Yeah, it can be overload. And another thing that people mention when they think about compartmentalizing, perhaps it's between their private life, mm-hmm. which they want to keep to themselves, mm-hmm. and a public life. Maybe they've got some high-profile role. Is that actually people can feel like they're living somehow some inauthentic life. They're not being their whole selves. Mm. And that perhaps is something that, you know, people need to come to terms with. You know, maybe it's not something that they would choose to do, but their life at that point in time means that that's what they're going to have to do.
I think, again, for myself, as a chicken-eating host in the shower, who also has a private life, it seems to me it makes sense to keep them separate. But are you saying that in doing that, I'm running a couple of risks?
Yeah, possibly. You may find later on down the line is that actually I feel like I'm a different person in public. Right. And that's okay for me right now. But then there may come a point in your life where you say, do you know what? I don't feel like this is right for me anymore. And that might be a signal for you to say, maybe I need to live my life or do something different, which enables me to approach my life in a different way. But for short term, medium term, it works for people, but you just kind of got to keep an eye on how it's making you feel.
Are there tactics we can use in terms of that integration if we find it's necessary?
Yeah. I mean, again, one of the things that we do is to think about how you do your work and what percentage of time it's taking for you. Mm-hmm. So if it's dominating all of your time, if you've got just working in that compartment of your life, then maybe thinking about, is that balance right for you?
Yeah.
And thinking about maybe shifting that balance.
I view the cliche would be the absent parent or the partners who are away from each other all the time and barely at home.
Yeah. So one of the things we need to think about then is this tripod of things that we need in our lives. And classically, it's diet, sleep, and exercise on a platform of social connectedness.
The bane of the touring comedian.
So you need all of those three things working well for you. If you think about it as a three-legged stool, okay, if those things aren't in alignment and they're not in balance, you are going to fall off that stool.
Or the chicken will.
Or the chicken, or the fish chicken will fall off the stool. And that's a disaster. We don't want that to happen. So thinking about that, diet, sleep, and exercise, but also the social connectedness, which is where that kind of authenticity comes in. You know, if you feel like you're being a different person with the people who you love because of the work that you're doing and how it is that you're having to compartmentalize, then perhaps that's something you need to look at.
Saab, if we're taking care of our mental health and we are working and compartmentalizing, but we've got the stressful, traumatic job, does that help us maybe get through the stress and the trauma of it? Is that why sometimes you see people who seem to do incredibly highly stressful and traumatic jobs and flourish, and then others who feel the need to walk away from it?
Yeah. You know, the thing about these sorts of traumatic events that we can be exposed to is that they affect everyone differently. Kind of depends on what's happened on your life beforehand, what sort of coping skills that you have that you can use. Right? But one of the things that we have noticed in the research is that for those people who perhaps acknowledge that they are working in a potentially stressful situation, so long as you kind of recognize that this might be having an effect upon you and you're able to kind of be curious about that and deal with that, one of the things that we notice with them is that actually they have this kind of post-traumatic growth that's possible, where actually they perhaps change their view and they feel like they've become a better person, or change their view to a different point of view, which adds value to their life. And we see that, we saw that in Christchurch, right? Lots of people went through and they were like, you know what? Things perhaps are not as important to me as they were before this experience. Actually, the thing that seems to be important to me is people and relationships. It really changed their orientation around what is important in their life. And people who go through and work in high-stress occupations can often report the same thing. Actually, through working in this, yes, it was stressful, but if I can find a way of dealing with that, then actually I'll find a really rewarding way to work, really rewarding line of work, and perhaps it changes my views and changes who I am as a person too, in a positive way.
Dr. Saab Jahal, thank you very much for coming back in. I baptize you with sauerkraut in honor of our conversation. Thanks again.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.